This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This week at the Jersey County Fair, I had a chance to interview one of the lead singers for the band Almost Kiss. The tribute band is based in Kansas City and travels all over the world to perform. The group performed Thursday evening in Jerseyville, and Almost Gene took a few minutes to talk with me while they were preparing for their show Thursday afternoon.
Hello from the Jersey County Fair broadcasting here. Going to be talking with one of the members of the band performing tonight, Almost Kiss from Kansas City, and we're going to be talking with Almost Gene. So, Gene, welcome to Jersey County.
Well, thank you for having us tonight. We're looking forward to the show.
Yes, we're looking forward to it, too. I know you were asking what's the buzz been, and honestly, we've heard a little bit of everything, but I think people are excited because this is something new. It's different. It's been many years since they've had a concert here. So we want to talk about Almost Kiss. So just tell us about the band. How did you guys get started? How did this all come together?
This band originated in 1998, the first incarnation. It petered out, and then in 2004, we picked it back up again, and we've been going strong since.
And you guys tour all over the country.
All over the world.
All over the world.
Yes, when February we're going to be going down to South America to do 10 shows. We just signed a deal with the USO to do a bunch of shows at the Army bases throughout the world. So we're looking forward to that.
So I assume you're Almost Kiss, so you guys have to be Kiss fans.
Huge Kiss fans. Kiss freaks is what we are.
Kiss freaks. Okay, so I assume tonight you're going to be dressed up, makeup, everything.
Absolutely.
That you would see at a Kiss concert.
You're going to see a Kiss concert tonight for one-tenth the price of a real Kiss concert.
All right. Well, who could argue with that? Now, any of the headlining songs that you're going to perform, all of them, what
Absolutely.
Should people be looking forward to?
You'll hear all the jewels, Rock and Roll All Night, Party Every Day, Lick It Up, Love Gun, Shout It Out Loud, Tears Are Falling. We do music from every era of Kiss, from 1974 all the way through to 1998.
And do you have plans for after the concert, a meet and greet as well?
Absolutely. Anybody who comes out to the show tonight, stick around. And if you want a picture with the band, we'll come down and snap a picture with you. And just have a lot of fun tonight.
And it's a family-friendly show. Bring the kids?
Absolutely. Bring the children out. There's no foul language of any kind. There's no references to Satan. That is so much BS, it's unreal. Kiss is about living life, having fun, enjoying life. That's what the whole thing about Kiss is.
Well, absolutely sounds like a great time and something that people should be looking forward to. Now, I know you said your life is kind of boring, but you do have a real life. Not that this isn't real life, but you do things other than performing,
absolutely.
And your real name is Scott.
Yes.
So tell us a little about yourself.
My real name is Scott Simmons, believe it or not. You can find me on Facebook under Scott Simmons or Scott Gene Simmons. I am a government worker. I'm 2 years from retirement. And I also run an HVAC service, ironically enough, called Hotter Than Hell.
Well, I think that's very fitting. Well, this is just great. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Have I not asked you anything that you would like our listeners to know?
Well, we'd love for them to know the website, www.almostkisskc.com. Visit the website. We're one of five bands that Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley actually endorse. And if you go to our website, there's a video on our website of Gene and Paul performing with us at the opening of the Rock and Brews in Overland Park, Kansas, which we will be appearing again this Wednesday. We're doing a Kiss will be in town next Wednesday in Kansas City, and they've invited us to come to their Rock and Brews restaurant and play a pre-concert show. So if you're in Overland Park, Kansas next Wednesday, stop by and you'll hear kind of a different side of us. We're doing an acoustic Kiss concert that day, that afternoon.
Awesome. Well, sounds like great things ahead. Now, what is your next stop after Jersey County?
We'll go home tonight, or no, tomorrow morning. Be at home tomorrow night, and then Saturday we'll be in Blair, Nebraska at a place called the Cottonwood Cove in Blair, Nebraska. There's a huge bike rally taking place there. Should be between 8,000 and 10,000 people there.
Awesome. And you were asking me, what's our radio station's reach? Who is going to be hearing this? You've actually played somewhere close by before. You said you've been in Girard.
Yes, we have fond memories of Girard. They're wonderful people in Girard, and we'd love to see each and every one of them come down to the show tonight.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Scott, or Almost Gene. Looking forward to the show tonight. Come on out to the Jersey County Fair, 7 o'clock. I believe there is a pre-show starting at 6:30, and then Almost Kiss will start at 7:30. Tickets are just $10, and you get those at the gate of the grandstand. Yes.
You know, are kids free? Under 12? So this is a great cheap evening. You know, $20, husband and wife, bring four kids, and you got a whole evening out.
And they can meet you and get a picture.
Absolutely. And come up front and you'll get a guitar pick.
And there you have it. Almost Gene from the Almost Kiss Tribute Band from Kansas City at the Jersey County Fair. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.